And I want to read a poem, not about necessarily the biblical future apocalypse, but a moment when religion came to a place that hadn't really experienced it before. So this poem is taken from up in the Northern Arctic on Hudson Bay, about stories, biblical stories that arrived with Europeans. It's called A Lot of Giraffes. First an alphabet set down, then the Bible turned to the languages of Labrador, of Unalaska, and thereby, in Nain, daily bread becomes pipsit, as in, give us this day our daily dried trout. Fish flayed open and set to the long summer light, becoming winter's sustenance, tough, requiring time in the mouth. On Hudson Bay, the Cree tell tales of Noah, who they say drifted up and got frozen in. There are a lot of giraffes, for some reason, in their stories, long necks sun-colored and strange on the white, hard bay. And Noah's always screwing up, cold, stupid about hunting, rude, and so, in most versions, left by family and village to starve alone on the ark, a wealth of planks and ribs that could have been fire or sledge or paddle, but instead shook with lessening howls until ice cracked it. Meanwhile, the wife learned to flens, the kids to hunt walrus, and Noah, unable to translate his task, became a different story told in warm houses of ice.
Liz Bradfield is the poetry editor for the Stanford Storytelling Project. Was produced by pretty much everyone in the Stanford Storytelling Project, including our director, Jonah Willingans. Thanks to Pete, or Dan Hirsch, Micah Craddy, Adrian Chung, Lee Constantino, Daniel Steinbach, Killeen Hansen, and Elizabeth Bradfield for their contributions. Also to Adam Johnson for his interview. Original music was written and performed by Natalie Dawn. For their valiant engineering, thank you to Hannah Krakauer and Jack Wong. For their generous financial support, we'd like to thank the Stanford Institute for Creativity in the Arts, Stanford's Oral Communication Program, Stanford Continuing Studies, and the Hume Writing Center. KZSU would also like to thank the law offices of Fenwick and West for their continued underwriting support. Remember that you can find a podcast of this and every lovely episode of the last 2 years of the Stanford Storytelling Project on Stanford iTunes or on our website, storytelling.stanford.edu. This week, two interviews will be posted with this show, one between Lee Constantino and Liz Bradfield about Lee's novel, and the second, a special interview with the executive director of the Long Now Foundation, Alexander Rose, about their 10,000-year clock. Tune in next week for the winning stories of our Winter Story Contest, all of which contain a sentence that includes the phrase, "And then I knew." For the Stanford Storytelling Project and KZSU Stanford, I'm Bonnie Swift. La ville s'empare de moi, mon cœur s'éteint. Je perds ma foi, mon cœur s'éteint.